If you are in the agriculture business and in need of labor, equipment, hay and livestock, or want to sell something, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup has it all. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. Along with weekly advertisements, the Roundup has a great section of regional classified ads to meet the needs of your business. To subscribe, call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale April 4th and 5th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 4th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tax sale. Then over 100 of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 5th at 11 a.m. with both live and online bidding at HeberHorseSales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at HeberHorseSales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. We will continue to play it.
Forever Badger, yeah,
that's right. The Eternal Badger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's have some more music.
Oh, please.
Dave Stamey's riding along with us. He put the music to this. Waddy Mitchell penned the words. This is A Poet with Something to Say.
He smells of horses and juniper smoke. Looks like a sure enough wagering cowpoke in search of a job or a meal or a toke or some angel who's gone astray. He's seen better days, he's seen worse. He gets them all down in music and verse. Some say that he's gifted, some say he's cursed. He's a poet. Something to say. His rhythms come from the daily grind, from leather and sweat and worried minds, and he puts them together and he makes them shine, all with a turn of a phrase. He speaks in the average day worker's voice, cutting right through all the rattling noise, and you just have to listen, you ain't got a choice. He's a poet with something to say. He's a drink and an idea hustler, a short story rustler. When you ain't looking, he'll steal your woman away. He's an outlaw, he's a crusader, coyote serenader. He's a poet with something to say. He sings about things you know to be true, things that are battered and worn clean through, and he leaves the endings all up to you. And he winks as the guitar plays. He's a rogue, a rambler, a working man's friend, shaped by all and by all that has been. He's a sneaky word turner in a cutting song pen, a poet with something to say. He's a drink and an idea hustler, a short story rustler. And when you ain't looking, he'll steal your woman away. He's an outlaw, he's a crusader, a coyote serenader. He's a poet with something to say. He's a poet with something to say.
Boy, isn't that a dandy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gracious sakes, yep. You know, you can't go wrong when you have somebody like Waddy Mitchell penning the words.
Absolutely, yeah.
For your song. I mean, you can't go wrong there.
Well, yeah. I got to ask you, do you remember the first time you got to meet Waddy?
Oh, I think the first time I met Waddy was in Rawlins.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It was years and years ago, a grand lady there put on a gathering, and mm-hmm. I think that was the first time I actually got to shake his hand.
Well, I got to meet him and shake his hand here in Pinedale.
Oh, yeah,
when
right.
When he performed.
When he came here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looked at me right in the eye and shook my hand like we were buddies and friends and been there forever.
Been there and had been forever.
And had been forever.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's the kind of guy Waddy is.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, and he is very sincere.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, I just I love his sense of humor.
Yep.
Too.
Yeah. You got to be quick.
I'm telling you what.
You got to be on your toes.
You had better be paying attention.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Well, this year at Elko, he... they had a session mm-hmm. on, well, of course, a sold out the convention
of
center
course,
there,
yeah.
And he invited these people who recorded these songs with him to sing.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he recited a poem. I'm not going to tell you what poem it is yet.
It's a secret.
I'll tell it to you here at the end because we're gonna end the show with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And but, man, I'm telling you what, there wasn't a dry eye. Yeah. Now, we don't want to talk about Waddy like he's gone.
No, okay? He's not. He's still around.
You
live
know,
and kicking
but
and doing
how
well.
How many years he spent doing
you
this?
Know?
You know what? He deserves to have a little time to himself.
Well,
now.
And he is the consummate cowboy as well.
No doubt about
he
it.
He know where what he's talking about.
Oh boy, I guess you know. Yeah. I got to throw in there too. I love his sweet wife,
right,
Lisa.
What a dandy,
Lisa Hackett. I love you.
Yeah,
yeah. She is the best.
She
absolutely
truly is.
Buddy Hackett's daughter, by the
that's
way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh my gosh! And talk about another guy that I just love to watch and listen to and such. Oh my gracious sakes! Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pair to draw.
So I'm going to abdicate cowpoke poetry this week. And
okay.
We're going to go straight to Dick's pick.
Oh, yeah.
With a poem.
Absolutely, yeah.
So who's singing?
Well, it's Don Edwards and Waddy.
Right.
Annie Laurie's the song.
Yeah.
And Bad 30 Minutes
bad
is...
Bad Half Hour.
Bad Half Hour.
Yeah.
I knew there was half 30 minutes somewhere like that.
Here we go.
Max Welton's braids are bunny. Where he falls the dew. And 'twas there that Annie Laurie gave me her promise true. Gave me her promise true. Ne'er forget will he, but for Bonnie Annie Laurie I'd lay me doon and deep.
I wonder why I feel so restless. That old moon is shining still and bright. Cattle all are resting easy, but can't sleep tonight. Ain't no cactus in my blankets. I don't know why they feel so hard, unless it's Warbling Jim singing Annie Laurie out on guard. Annie Laurie, I sure wish he'd quit it. I couldn't sleep now if I tried. Makes the night seem big and lonesome, and my throat feels sore inside. How my Annie used to sing it. It sounded good and gay all those nights I'd drive her home from dances when the east was turning gray.
Yes, her brow was like the snowdrift. Her eyes like quiet streams. And her face, I still can see it, much too frequent in my dreams. And her hand was soft and trembling that night underneath the tree, when I couldn't help but tell her she was all the world to me.
But her folks said I was restless, wild, unsettled. That's right, you see. Well, I leaned to punching cattle. I'm at it still tonight. They say she married young Doc Wilkins. Lord, but that was hard. Sure wish that fool would quit that singing of Annie Laurie out there on guard.
Oh, I just can't stand thinking of the thing that happened then. Good old days, they're all a past me. Never seem to come again.
What's that? My turn already. All right, I'll come a running, pard. Could you warm me up some coffee? At least I'll stop old Jim from singing Annie Laurie all night out there on guard.
Max Weldon's braids are bunny where he falls the dew, and 'twas there that Annie Laurie gave me her promise true. Gave me her promise true, and ne'er forget will eep. But for Bonnie Annie Laurie, I'd lay me doom.
Well, you were right. 30 minutes, half hour, same deal.
Yeah. Potato, potato.
Let's ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.